Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can grab a podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Just use the term Sports Junkies. Of course, we let off the show talking a lot about Donald Trump's statements yesterday, released two on Truth Social, saying that the Commanders should change their name back to the Redskins. We've got our poll of the day. Haven't checked it lately. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Let me guess. All right.
There were three options in terms of, do you want them to go back to Redskins? There was yes, no, and don't care over it.
All right. Percentage of fans who want the Skins back, 73%.
58%.
Hmm. Oh, still at 58.
I thought it'd be higher than that.
1,636 votes. 15% say no, and 27% don't care over it. I think that's where I fall.
You just passed dealing with the name.
Where do you fall?
I'd like them to go back to Skins, personally.
If I were a huge Skins fan, I would want them to go back to Skins.
Obviously. I mean,
like Bickle wants them to go back to Skins. I'm not a huge team fan, so it doesn't factor in.
I 100% would love to see them go back, but I'm a pragmatic person, and I don't see them doing it because I think it makes them vulnerable to future advertiser pullouts, etc. And I just think we're losing this one.
I feel it was presidential bluster.
He's the king of ADs, the guy that wants attention. He's out there just tweeting away.
You know, move your eyeballs off of what other people are talking about. Let's talk about this. Change the narrative a little bit. I don't think it really has an impact. Now, Rick Snyder seems to think maybe it could have an impact. We'll see what happens here with the stadium and everything. I also agree with you, EB. I don't think Josh Harris has an interest in doing it.
No, I think he...
And I don't know how he'd have to navigate it. Now, ultimately, he is the managing partner, but he does have all these other... minority owners.
Yeah, he has to be responsible to them, I think.
And I hadn't really thought about it. Blitzer, you know, is part of the Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some equity in the Guardians and this team.
He's got equity a lot. I looked him up on Wikipedia. He's got his hands in about 30 different teams.
Yes.
If you're a businessman, you're not going to take over a top, like, as much as I would love it. But the marketplace has spoken, unfortunately, and it's like a toxic name for advertisers. And I think it's sad, but that's the reality. I don't see it happening.
But some people are fired up. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Do you think Trump moved the ball? Snyder kind of thinks that maybe he did.
Nah.
When we had Rick Snyder on the show.
Snyder thinks he's moved the ball, that they're going to change the name. And he thinks Darren McLaurin's going to sign the next 12 hours.
He's very optimistic, that Rick Snyder.
Yeah.
That Drabby, you look like you're desperate to say something.
Well, back to what I said earlier. This is how Trump operates. He throws stuff out there, builds momentum. Everyone laughed at him when he said it on the tarmac a few weeks ago. They're like, what was that weird thing? Let's just forget about it and move on. And here we are, 2 weeks later. Now he's doubling down on a Sunday, two posts on social media. Everyone's in his ear saying, yeah, that's great. That's great. People are loving this. Keep
right,
going.
But he's not going to act.
And this is what he does. When he does, every idea that he comes up with, he throws out there. That's how the whole tariffs thing started. He just threw it out there, and people were like,
No, why not? He's been planning tariffs for 10 years.
He does, he throws out there first to test the waters. He knows everyone's all excited today. His name's all... Why wouldn't he stop the lease deal now? He knows he can. He knows he can get involved.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
Of course he has bigger fish to fry.
He's got two
doing
wars
anything.
To
he's
end.
Not going to fire the guy Powell or either, and he says he's not going to do it. He's just talking trash. He's also playing because he knows his base, who I'm one of, his base likes this kind of stuff.
Yes, and then sometimes these things that he's playing to his base, he actually
sometimes they do.
Signs executive
this is
orders.
One where it's not. You know why? Because the owner doesn't even want it.
It doesn't. You're not listening. He doesn't care what the owner wants. No. He might just get involved just for the sake of his base, to get people supporting him.
Of course
him,
it cares what the owner wants. He can't make the owner change his name to something the owner doesn't
want. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's going to screw up the stadium deal.
Well, that's a separate issue, I doubt he'll even do that. He's not going to get involved.
I'm not saying he's going to force the team to change their name to Redskins.
The city's trying to do that.
Yeah,
he's going to pick his battles.
Yeah, they're doing a good job screwing that up.
He's not going to sink his teeth and waste time on this.
There's also a possibility they're in cahoots.
Who?
Harrison Trump. You don't know. Harrison's been in the Oval Office.
You're buying the Florio theory, and I think that that's wrong.
Yeah, Florio was let me tell you something. Mike Florio was the biggest hater of the Redskins name outside of Mike Wise five years ago. No, he's not. He said, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but he said, he's gonna do whatever he wants. He's just saying that because he's tired of fighting
it. He doesn't care. He says he's over it.
Yeah.
Mike Florio is over the Redskins slur.
That is kind of shocking.
That's not true. If you text him right now, text him right now and say, Mike, because I know you guys text, do you think that they should be called the Redskins? He would tell you, Nikki thinks it's a racist name, I think is an incorrect take.
He would say, personally, I think no, but I don't really care anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Well, that's just my point. Nobody cares. We moved on.
I did chuckle at Make Indians Great Again. That made me laugh, personally.
He's funny.
I mean, that made me laugh.
Yeah. I wish it would go back. It ain't going to go back. It makes him too
probably
vulnerable.
Not happening.
Yeah. Not going to go back.
Though it would be, I mean, it would be a huge reveal if it came back. I mean,
oh, of course.
It would be, they would sell all the merch.
The big tell for me, and I said this earlier in the show, and I've said it for months, was when Josh Harris went to the podium and he said, it's not going to change for obvious reasons. That, to me, indicated he was okay with the sentiment to change the name.
For obvious reasons, money.
Well, obvious reasons meaning, in my opinion, that he thinks it's some sort of derogatory thing that's intentionally derogatory.
I don't think Josh Harris is one bit offended by the term Redskins, if I had to guess.
I don't think so either, but I think he's placating to that crowd.
Right. He could be.
He could be
playing. What if his partner Blitzer is?
Wolf?
Well, you know what? He's the managing partner. He can bitch Blitzer and everybody else around if he wants to.
Yeah, except Blitzer owns every other team.
Yeah, they have
him.
A percentage, too.
That's fine.
He has a responsibility to those
guys.
He's
the boss.
It makes him too vulnerable because the next FedEx that pulls $40 million or $100 million.
Yeah, but what about
next Coke that does it.
Yeah, but what about companies that encourage people to spend money for people or for things like that?
What
you know what
mean?
I mean?
No, I don't know.
I'm saying
what you're saying.
If he partners up with companies that like the term Redskins?
Yeah, I'm saying Bud Light had a huge marketing shift.
Right.
They marketed towards a certain demographic. Then all of a sudden, they completely went in the opposite direction.
Right.
There's companies that
right. They went the left. They went the. They went the right.
They went right. Nobody's.
I'm just saying. There's companies that support that line of thinking. And they and you think for whatever reason every single company is going to pull out sponsorship.
I know that don't put words in my mouth. I never said all. It just makes you vulnerable to particular ones. You have no idea who it could be that are powerful, that have a lot of money. And then I mean, somebody's saying 90 companies refuse to advertise with them. They can't. That's all. You can't overcome it. Even though I think that they're wrong.
But
you,
also,
you can't overcome.
But
that.
Also, that was.
Why would you risk that again?
But it's also, too that toxic. Was a society. That was a societal. Shift
totally.
That was 10 years ago.
I
don't necessarily think that's the same way that society thinks today.
I agree with you. There's been a cultural change, and but I think those winds go back and forth. They go back and forth.
I also
and you're too vulnerable.
I
to
also
it.
Think that type of extreme thinking, the people that think that way,
mm-hmm.
are kind of like moths to a flame. Where all of a sudden that was the trendy thing to do at that period of time.
Totally
and then,
agree
and then,
with you.
And then 5 years, 10 years down the road, whenever you think this other paradigm shift is going to happen, they're not necessarily going to come after the Redskins name again.
Well, I think that those people are wishy-washy and they'll go with wherever the wind blows.
I know. Who's saying that the wind is going to blow on the name?
I just think
that
historically these things go back and forth.
So what would they say if 50 Native American tribes sign on for the name to be changed back to Redskins?
Ever really about that. I don't know.
Of course it's about that. If it's offensive to Native Americans, and they're all on board with it.
There were plenty of Native American groups that were okay with it, that made it known they were okay with it. It didn't matter. The loud minority mattered.
If they do it right, and Harris wants it to be back, and they do it right, and he's got Trump forcing his, you know.
You see a path where it could happen.
I don't know.
My brain can get there.
Right.
My brain can get there.
They're
dangling
this stuff in front of you. The uniforms, the logo all the time.
That's just to appease the old base.
Well, because the base wants the name.
No, it's to appease the old heads. Hey, guys. We're not going to change the name back, but here you can,
amazing
you can buy
brand.
A few jerseys, or you can buy. You can look at this picture here with the logo, but well, we're not going to change it back.
Okay. They can be the
HBO
Washington
drop
whatevers.
Max, EB.
What?
HBO drop Max. Going back to HBO.
They realize they screwed up.
Not nearly as toxic.
They screwed it up.
All right. If you want to weigh in, 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.